Today on Gardening in a Minute, fertilizing your citrus tree. Now's the time to start fertilizing your citrus. When citrus are young, fertilizer will stimulate vigorous growth of leaves and branches. After your tree is established, you'll need to replace the nutrients that it used up in fruit production to provide enough nutrients to keep your plant growing. When selecting a fertilizer, choose a citrus special type product. Young trees should be fertilized with light but frequent doses throughout the growing season. After the third year, fertilize your citrus 4 to 5 times a year. You can also use composted or processed animal manure. For young trees, apply fertilizer in a 3-foot diameter circle around the tree. As the tree becomes older, enlarge this circle to be twice as large as the tree's canopy. Apply fertilizer evenly and do not mound it against the trunk. For more information on citrus care, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, citrus rust mites. One of the many citrus pests found in Florida is called the citrus rust mite. This insect damages citrus leaves, fruit, and green twigs with its piercing, sucking mouthparts. Adult citrus rust mites are light yellow, tan, red, or pink. Their bodies are elongated and wedge-shaped and difficult to see with the naked eye. They might be mistaken for tiny spiders. Their damage appears as russeting of leaves and fruit. The exterior of the fruit will take on a sandpaper-like texture and may be brown in color. Excessive damage can lead to leaf drop and smaller fruit. Damage from the citrus rust mite is limited to the leaves, twigs, and skin of the fruit. The taste of the fruit won't suffer. For more information on citrus pests, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, citrus pest control. Insects, mites, and diseases are common problems for homeowners with dooryard citrus. Common diseases include scab, sooty mold, and citrus canker and greening. Common citrus pests include citrus rust mite, aphid, and leaf miner. Citrus tree owners have a few options for pest control. You can choose to do nothing. It is possible to get healthy fruit without spraying or dusting. Or you can treat problems as they're detected. Take care to detect problems before they cause severe damage. Or you can follow a specific spray program recommended by the University of Florida. Often, more harm than good comes from random pesticide use. To be successful, the right material should be applied correctly, at the right time, and in the right amount. For more information on citrus care, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, azaleas. Azaleas brighten our landscapes with their spectacular and varied flower masses. Peak azalea bloom season is from late February to early April. Many types of azaleas grow well in North and Central Florida, but fewer are recommended for South Florida. Azaleas are used in foundation plantings, in mass borders, or as specimen plants. Select from a wide range of azaleas to fit your particular site conditions. Consider traits such as mature size and flower color. Azaleas perform best in areas with filtered sunlight. They have a shallow root system that benefits from mulch and prefer well-drained acidic soils. Create well-branched plants by pruning them after they finish flowering. Make sure to wrap up your pruning before the end of June to ensure flowers the following year. For more information on azaleas, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Florida School Garden Competition. The Florida School Garden Competition is designed to recognize and reward elementary schools that include gardens in their curriculum. It's sponsored by the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department and the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival and many other gardening-related organizations. Elementary schools throughout the state are invited to participate in the competition each year. The program provides an opportunity for teachers to gain recognition and win funds for their school's garden. The competition is open to public, private, and homeschool gardens. Entries consist of descriptions and photos of the gardens and are judged by the sponsoring organizations. Entries are judged on educational relevance, level of involvement, and quality of the garden. Winners are awarded prizes to help fund their gardens in the future. For more information on the Florida School Garden Competition, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.